Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the rising costs of products in the pool industry. I'll give you some reasons for that and some ways you can explain it to your customers and, of course, pass on the cost to them. If you are new to pool service or if you just bought a house with a pool, you're going to find some sticker shock this year and probably the years going forward as far as the cost of operating a swimming pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So I've been doing this a long time, and I think over the last year or two, I've seen a pretty dramatic increase in the price of just about everything in the pool industry. It just kind of goes across the board, and I think it's one of those illusions that you, or not really an illusion, but a way you perceive things, because you're looking at the prices, and if you're familiar, if you're older, you know that things were cheaper back in the day. For instance, I remember in the mid-90s, I think, or early 90s, gas was under a dollar, like 94 cents a gallon. Those days are, of course, long gone here in Southern California, where I'm paying $4.30 a gallon right now, currently. But I remember when the gas prices went over a dollar, and it was like a riot, basically. Everyone was protesting, looking around for the gas that was 99 cents or 98 cents. But again, you know, I'm dating myself, but donuts, you know, you can get a dozen donuts for like $2.50. Now, I just got a dozen donuts recently. For I think it was like $14, so I might as well just buy a cake at that point, you know, it's kind of crazy. And one of my first jobs when I was 15 and a half was at Kragen Auto Parts, and I was getting $4.25. Actually, I was getting $3.75 an hour, and then later on, I think a year later, I was making $4.25, which was a lot of money for me, and, you know, I was getting a paycheck, $150 a week paycheck, and I thought I was pretty rich. But of course, things were a lot cheaper back then. So I think one thing you have to realize is that you have to look at things in that kind of way, that prices have gone up across the board. Minimum wage now is, I think, $15 here, you know, starting out in most places. What is that? 3 times the amount that I was getting when I first started. And so these costs have to be passed on, of course, to the consumer, and pool products are no different. They've got to pay someone to fill up the chemicals and box them and, you know, get them out. And if those prices are higher, then of course you're going to be paying higher prices for that. And, you know, medical, of course, has gone up dramatically for the cost of healthcare. I remember about 10 years ago, I was paying $400 a month for really good insurance. And now I'm paying $900 a month for really bad insurance. But that's another story. But basically, things have really gone up to a point where, you know, if you're running your pool business and you haven't raised rates, and I'm raising my rates next month on the customers again, because basically, if you don't raise your rates to keep up with the inflation, you're actually going to be losing money, and you really wouldn't want to do that. I mean, if you can find an oil change place that does a 1995 oil change anywhere anymore, then you've pretty much hit the jackpot. My last oil change was $69, and, you know, 2 years ago it was $49, $39. But I remember it was $19, not even like 5 or 6 years ago. So everything has gone up because the cost of everything has gone up. So you have to explain to your customers that, look, basically you can say because of COVID or because of, you know, the embargoes in China, the tariffs or whatever, or the container problem that they're having in the ports where they can't get stuff in, causing shortage of products, causing a rising price. I mean, if you're in construction, you bought a 2x4 2 years ago or a year ago for maybe $2. And now that same 2x4, I'm talking about a 2x4 piece of wood, is $9 right now at Home Depot. So everything has really gone up. And, you know, as far as chemicals, everything has gone up. Also in the pool industry, it used to be very affordable to include liquid chlorine and muriatic acid with the monthly service. And now it may not quite be as affordable. So you have to do some adjusting there because you can't absorb the, you know, maintenance dose of the chlorine and acid like you used to. I mean, if a case of acid is now $25 and 2 years ago it was $16, that $9 a case has to go somewhere. And maybe you can absorb it for the beginning of that, but you can't absorb it long term without actually losing money. And your costs, you know, need to stay within a certain percentage of your income where you make a profit. Everyone has different costs with businesses. You know, the food costs in a restaurant is their main focus. Maybe now I think payroll would be a main focus in a business, but back in the day, you would calculate a business by the food costs, or if you had like a market, you know, the inventory costs, and then you would mark up things like that. You know, for example, a store like Costco, where they have a membership fee that pretty much pays for everything, they only mark up their products about 10% is what I've heard, because their membership fee pays for all their operating expenses. We can't do that as a pool service company. We don't really have a membership fee that can do that. It'd be nice, but we don't have that. And so we have to mark up the cost of our services to a point where you're actually making money. And this can be hard in a lot of cases because of competition. You have other people out there undercutting you out there to get the accounts, which they're not really making money on, but they're undercutting you needless to that, the fact that they're losing money. And so to approach a customer and say that you need to go up $10 a month, which is what I'm going up this month starting to kind of overcome some of the increased costs of the regular chemicals. I'm not talking trichlor tablets here. And I look online at the price of the trichlor tablets just for fun to see, you know, how high they can get. And I think Walmart takes the cake here. If you go to walmart.com and look at the trichlor tablets, they have the Clorox Extra Blue 40-pound tablets for $339.88. And it says you save $30, you save 8% on their listing because it's normally $370. So it's even higher. And so that's $5 a tablet because there's 80 tablets in there roughly. So you're paying over $5 per tablet. And, you know, you can, of course, show the customers these examples, let them know that, look at the retail price of these chemicals. Our wholesale price is not much better. I think your wholesale price is a little bit better on tablets than $339. But you can show them that the costs are going up. If you look at equipment costs, you know, a variable speed pump that would normally be wholesaled at, you know, $800, $900 is now $1,100 or $1,300. So the price of everything is going up. And I think one of the reasons why the equipment prices are going up is that there is a big shortage of equipment, whether you are following the news or not. But there's a huge container shortage coming from China, which means there are no containers to put stuff in. It's those, you know, metal containers you see on the freeway, on trucks, or at the dock, on the boats. They don't have those available to ship products here. And so therefore, the price of everything that's here goes up. Now, if things are made in America, they cost more to begin with. I remember I had the Sweet Bees creator on here, their brush, Leon, and he was talking about how he had gotten an American supplier to give him a quote for his brushes, and he was saying that the cost to make a brush here would be $30 each, and so he couldn't make them here, so he's overseas and selling them for, I don't know, $25 on Amazon, something like that. And so making a product here also raises the price. You know, if you look at the Primate pool, which is an excellent pool pole, it's made here in the USA. I think the base price is $229 for a pool pole. But again, that's carbon fiber, and that's made here in America. So, you know, these things are all built-in cost increases based on basically where the product comes from. Coming from China, there's a 40% tariff to bring stuff over here. And of course, the manufacturer is not going to absorb that cost, and they're going to pass it on to you as a pool service provider. So equipment prices have gone up. Chemical prices are creeping up. I think with the tablet prices going up, everyone's seeing that people are paying that price or have to pay that price. And so other companies that make CalHypo or Dichlor or liquid chlorine are like, well, we can raise our prices now since everything else is going up. And it's kind of one of those things where, I don't know if you remember back, you know, during the height of the pandemic when you couldn't find toilet paper, I was actually online looking for toilet paper, which is weird. But anyway, I found some at Costco.com and I ordered it right before everything started. But if you looked on eBay, you can get like a pack of Charmin. It was like $80. It was like crazy. And the same thing's happening with the chemical industry here, where since the tablets are, you know, $190 wholesale, they figure, well, if the pool guy is paying $190 for a 50-pound bucket of tablets, he certainly can pay a dollar or two more for the bucket of CalHypo, or he can pay, you know, 50 cents more for liquid chlorine because he's already paying more for this. And so the prices creep up basically because everything has gone up. People feel they can charge more. And that's kind of how the economy works anyway. When one donut shop charges $3 for a dozen and you're charging $2.50, you'll have to raise your price to $3 because they raised it. And since they're making more money, you can make more money. And it kind of gets that way. Until now, a dozen donuts is $14, which I personally think is ridiculous, but that's the price you have to pay for donuts, I guess, if you want a donut or a dozen donuts. I remember when I could get a donut, just walk into a donut shop for 25 cents and get a full-size real donut. They're smaller, by the way, nowadays too, which maybe is good for your health, but I digress. I think one of the things that you have to focus on is that how everything around in the economy has gone up in price, and not just kind of put your lens on the pool industry and focus in on that, because if everything else is going up in price, then of course the pool industry is going to be affected by that. So I think if you're talking to your customer, you have to put things in perspective for them. You know, if you had a pool built back in 2005 or 2004, you would probably pay about $25,000 for an average size pool for everything, equipment, rebar. Now, you can't even get, I don't think you can even get the plaster for that price. Maybe you can get it for that price, but basically a pool of that nature would be about $60,000 or $70,000 now. So everything has definitely gone up, but not because of the fact that it's more expensive. It's because the value or the amount has gone up based on economic factors, minimum wage is higher, you know, a price for burgers higher, price for gas is extremely high compared to the early 90s. And so it's not that the dollar is worth less. It's just that the prices that you pay for things have increased. I mean, if you talk to someone that bought a house back in the 60s, they paid like $45,000 for a three-bedroom home. That same house is like $800,000. The median home price in LA County was just announced and it's $655,000 for a median home price. That means that half the homes sell for less than $655,000. And half the home sell for more. And basically, you're looking at everything as a big picture in that case, and not just like, okay, so the price of CalHypo went up by $5. You know, what's going on here? Well, the price of everything has gone up, and so therefore that went up also. And of course, I mentioned the shortage of products because of the container problem. I live not too far from Long Beach. I was actually over there last week, and I looked over to the ocean. You can see all these cargo containers sitting out there in the ocean, and the news is not, you know, making this up. They're just sitting out there, and there's like a 3-week or 4-week delay of unloading these cargo containers. And basically, you know, there could be a whole cargo container full of variable speed pumps on there. And so the pumps that are here, of course, go up in price. I remember when Texas had their deep freeze, we looked online for a Pentair FNS Plus filter or Pentair Clean and Clear filter, because Texas has a lot of Pentair products out there that cracked. I mean, the Amazon prices were like $1,800 for a Clean and Clear 320. It was crazy. That's like double the price of what it is. So supply and demand is a big factor. And also the fact that, you know, with the trichlor shortage, all the other chlorine types, which I think they have a good supply of them. I know they make the dichlor in Texas, and Hossa makes liquid chlorine here in the West Coast. They actually make it here in America. So I don't think there's an actual shortage of the other types of chlorines. I could be wrong as the season progresses. But I think, again, if they see someone paying $190 for a bucket of tablets, of course, if you're a chemical manufacturer, you're going to see an economic opportunity to raise your prices. So basically, how do you talk to your customers about this? You just let them know that, hey, everything is going up. You know, minimum wage is going up. The cost of running these factories for the pool companies is going up. Therefore, they've increased the prices on everything in the industry. The shortage from China has caused, you know, supply and demand issues. And so basically, to continue servicing your pool, I can't absorb all these costs. And so I have to raise your rates $10, $15, $20, whatever you need to raise it by. And I would just let them know that the overall economic picture or economic situation has caused you to raise your rates. It's not that you're trying to gouge them or get extra money for them. It's just that flat out, everything costs more money. And they'll understand that, you know, when they go get gas or go to the donut shop next time, they'll see that everything has gone up in price. And so if you go to groceries, everything at the grocery store has gone up. And therefore, you need to raise your rates. You need to increase your prices. And I think the majority of people will understand that just that's kind of how it is right now, where everything is going up. I mean, just tell them to go to Home Depot and buy a 2x4, and they'll realize that things are just crazy out there. And if you're looking for other episodes that I've recorded, you can definitely go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And on the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that. That'll drop down a menu to the previous episodes. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, you can definitely join my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.